Sam, have you spent any time thinking about the fact that you're going to go up against your former team this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to think about. You know, obviously, you know, I've said it before, but if you would have asked me, you know, at the beginning of the year, you know, if I would have been here in Minnesota and we'd have been going back, you know, playing the Eagles, you know, I would have thought that I would have been on the other side of it. But, you know, obviously I still keep in touch with a lot of those guys. And so, you know, with us going back there, it's going to be a great chance, you know, to go see some of the some of those guys, talk to them, you know, and just go back to Philly.
Like the fact that you're kind of center of attention here this week, or you're asked to
Honestly, I mean, I don't pay attention to it either way, so it really doesn't affect me, to be honest.
Sometimes, Sam, when a player is traded and they go against a former team, it's like, you traded me, I'll show you guys. But you actually didn't mind being traded, I guess. So how does that work in with your reaction to facing the Eagles again?
Yeah, you know, my approach is just, you know, try to keep it as normal as possible this week. You know, I think I owe it to all the guys in our locker room, you know, to not try to do anything special, not try to do anything extra. You know, I think when you get caught up in, you know, everything that's going on, you know, outside the building, you know, when you get caught up when, you know, things outside of football, I think that's when things can go wrong. So, you know, my approach is just to treat it as I would any other game.
You know, the Eagles' defense, you know, the playbook, how much do you think those things can help the Vikings here this week?
You know, obviously it helps, you know, just having some knowledge of their personnel, being able to go against them in training camp. But at the same time, it's training camp. You know, I think they're still trying to figure out who they were, you know, as a defense. You know, you see a bunch of different things. You don't see a game plan. So, you know, I'm sure they'll have some new wrinkles. But, you know, I think just, you know, knowing how some of those guys play, you know, it could be helpful.
Right before the trade, what were you sensing in the days before the trade? What kind of season were you sensing you were going to have in Philadelphia in that system that you underdone?
Yeah, you know, I was really excited about the year there. You know, I felt like I had a really good spring. You know, I thought I played well in the preseason. You know, I felt like things were really coming together on offense for us. You know, like I said, when I signed back there, you know, even during training camp, you know, I really developed some close bonds with some of those guys on that team. You know, I look forward to playing this year there and kind of, you know, continuing the chemistry that we had built last year. So, you know, I was really excited, you know, about the year in Philadelphia this year.
Where were you when Teddy got hurt, your initial reaction to Teddy getting hurt and knowing that Carson was there and all that had gone on in Philadelphia, did you have any sense of maybe the domino would fall that you could be?
No. You know, obviously, you know, when I found out that Teddy got hurt, you know, I think I said some prayers for him just because I've been in his shoes and I know how tough it is to work during the off season, you know, to get prepared for the season and then to not have the opportunity to go out there and play with your guys. And as far as, you know, thinking that I could end up here, you know, I really didn't think about it. I didn't let it cross my mind.
Damn, it seems like things have really clicked for you. Yeah, even dating back to the last half of last year, was that chemistry that you developed there last year the big part of it, or do you feel like something kind of clicked with your game to get you from where you were to that point?
You know, I think a lot of it was just the chemistry last year, you know, developed with some of the guys getting comfortable in the system that we were running last year. But you know, I think a big part of it was just getting healthy. You know, obviously coming off the two knee injuries, not really having an off season to prepare. You know, I think last year, you know, somewhere in the middle of the year is when my body finally felt great. I wasn't thinking about my knee when I was on the field. So I think that probably had, you know, a big part to do with it too.
What does it take in that process when you're coming back from an injury to just feel, I mean, you're healthy, you're able to play, but how long does it take to feel normal again?
Yeah, I think everyone's different. You know, I think every case is different. You know, I think some guys are able to get back in there, you know, and feel normal quicker than others. I think, you know, other guys it takes a little bit longer. So I don't know if there's really a set time where you can say, you know, it's been X amount of weeks, he should feel normal now.
Sam, can you take me through the emotional side of this journey for you from when you're told you're coming to Minnesota to now just a few days away from going back to Philly, starting from when you were told you were traded?
I mean, it's been a whirlwind of emotions. I've probably felt a little bit of everything. You know, I think the good news about the trade was it happened so fast and we were already into the regular season that I didn't really have a lot of time to think about things. you know, as soon as I got here, I was in the playbook. I was trying to get ready for Tennessee, trying to familiarize myself with this offense. You know, I was obviously very excited for the opportunity that, you know, I was given here in Minnesota. You know, I'm still excited about it. You know, it's a great group of guys to be around in this locker room. You know, at the same time, I think there's part of you that, you know, when you're around a certain group of guys for, you know, a year and a half, and, you know, you're with them every day and you spend time with them and you develop relationships there. You know, I think it's tough to kind of to leave some of those guys as it happened, you know, just like that without really getting a chance to say goodbye or play with them. But, you know, it's been a whirlwind, and, you know, I'm just trying to enjoy it day by day.
How do you feel about Philly? Like, looking back on that experience of everything you went through?
Yeah. You know, it was a great experience. You know, I know some people probably find that hard to believe, but, you know, I think I learned a lot about myself as a person, as a player. Like I said, there were some guys in that locker room that, you know, I grew really close to. You know, it was a fun group of guys to be around. You know, I enjoyed it. It was something different. You know, I never thought that I would live on the East Coast. So, you know, I'm grateful for the time that I spent in Philadelphia and the things that I learned while I was there. You know, I think the biggest thing is I try not to look back at it. You know, I had moved past it when I was there. You know, I'm never one to really hang in the past. You know, I'm concentrated on the future and what the next day holds. So I really haven't spent a lot of time thinking about, you know, what had happened there. Yeah. Man, he was great. You know, he was a real pro, just the way that he handled himself in the film room on the practice field. You know, I could tell early on that he wanted to be great, you know, that he was committed to coming in every day, you know, and working really hard. You know, I think the progress that he made from OTAs to training camp, you know, it was phenomenal. I mean, you just watched him play, and, you know, I'm not surprised at all by the way that he's played this year, just because you could see it on the practice field. You know, it seemed like he was always getting better each day he went out there. He was getting better, you know, and I thought he was playing really well in training camp. Yeah, I think he probably went above and beyond, you know, what the normal standards would be, just because, you know, like I said, you could tell early on that, you know, he wants to be great. You know, he works at it. He cares about it. You know, he put in a lot of extra time, and I think it showed up on the field for him. You know, like I said, I've kind of moved past that, and, you know, I realized that I can only control the things that, you know, are in my power to control, and, you know, I couldn't control that. And so, you know, once I realized that, there was really no reason, you know, spending any time thinking about it.
How do you keep from, you know, just making this an impact? What goes into the process of just treating this like it's
a game? I mean, just treat it like a regular game.
How do you...
Yeah, I think we realized that, you know, obviously, you know, it's nice to start the way we have, but, you know, our goals are not to start 5-0. You know, our goals are much greater than that. And, you know, coming in every day realizing that we have to get better. You know, if we want to continue to win football games, we have to improve, you know, in the areas where, you know, we may have struggled in the past. You know, and just staying hungry. Man, it's good to have Jake back. You know, obviously we were together in St. Louis. You know, it's always good to have a familiar face in the huddle with you. You know, obviously he's only been here a couple days, but, you know, I think he's looked really good so far. And, you know, I'm sure the more we're out there, you know, this week, you know, we'll see a little more from him. Well, fortunately for me, I don't have to play against those guys because, you know, they're playing great right now. You know, I think they're probably playing some of the best defense, you know, in the NFL right now. You know, it's a lot of fun to watch them, you know, on Sundays when they go out there and take the field because they play hard. You know, they play physical. You know, obviously, you know, they're just playing really well right now. You know, and it's good to know that we have those guys on our side.
Thank you.
couple more for Sam.
Sam, what did you think of that Fox thing that got a lot of traction on the internet of them putting your head on Teddy Bridgewater's
eye? I didn't know about it until, I think, Monday. Someone showed me in the locker room, but... it can't be that hard to find a picture of me. So I'm really not sure what to say about that. What's up? Being around Teddy, I don't think we get offended easily, so it wasn't that big of a deal.
Sam, what did you do on your
time? Just went home. My wife's from Arkansas. We went there for a few days, and then we went back to Oklahoma City. Just got around friends, family, just kind of got away for a little bit.